Psalm 53, Preface. Our God is the living God and the author of life. He delights in life and not in death, as he says, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" Therefore God gives his word and sends forth his servants to forewarn the wicked of their impending destruction and everlasting ruin, that they should repent and should cease treasuring up unto themselves wrath against the day of wrath. And he also grants them time for repentance. Alas, that the greatest number will not hear, but caught in the snares of the devil, by whom they are taken captive at his will, they willfully and impenitently continue to live in sin. Woe, forever woe unto those who close their ears and will not hear the word of the Lord. In them, as in the children of disobedience, Satan has his work, and the longer they harden their hearts, the more firmly does he secure his rule over them. Oh, let us hear the reproof of the Lord while we have ears to hear, that he also may hear us when we cry unto him. Let us gird our loins to do his will, then he will also hear our cry, and will fulfill our desire in the day of trouble. And if we persevere in his faith and fear, Jesus will be our light in the night of death and our eternal joy. And now, hear the words of the 53rd Psalm. Of man's corruption and redemption. To the chief musician upon Mahalath, Maskil, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encamps against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Summary. As in the 14th Psalm, so here the infidel is called a fool. Not as if those denying the deity were fools in earthly things, for many of them are highly educated in the learning of this world, but they are called fools with respect to spiritual and divine things. It is folly to deny that an all-wise one created the heavenly bodies and prescribed to them their revolutions. It is folly to say that man, with his vast abilities of mind, is nothing but a cultured reptile. What more foolish thing could ever be invented than to pronounce a frog the ancestor of man? Why it is that men of a liberal education and a comprehensive mind can be guilty of producing such folly, David here tells us, saying, "Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity." Man is born carnal, and the carnal mind is enmity against God. From this enmity springs infidelity, and infidelity leads to abominable works, as modern history so abundantly shows. The Most Perfect One framed the world and man in his image, and when this noblest of his creatures was spoiled by the artfulness of Satan, the Maker himself came into our flesh to be the salvation of Israel out of Zion, and purchased us poor, lost, and condemned creatures by his own blood. And now in the gospel he offers us salvation free and gratis. Here is wisdom worthy of all acceptation. Learn it and adhere to it. Prayer. Lord our Savior, weapon our hearts with the faith of thy word against the foul contamination of the infidelity of these latter days, when folly is called science and is lauded to the skies. Cause us to grow in faith, that our hearts may be rooted and grounded in the saving truth of thy word, through Jesus Christ. Amen.